limb lead placement errors often go unnoticed. We assume that the left arm, right arm, left leg, and right leg extremity electrodes will all automatically be correctly placed. And most of the time, these electrode leads are correctly placed, which is part of the reason why when they are not correctly placed, this lead reversal often goes undetected. We are simply not expecting the leads to be reversed. So my goal in this brief audio pearl is to provide a few pointers to facilitate recognition of limb lead reversal on those uncommon occasions when it does occur. There are 6 ways to mix up the 4 extremity lead electrodes, but if you include the possibility of a mix-up in more than one lead, the number of potential technical mishaps goes way up. Remembering the specific ECG pattern that is likely to be seen with each of these potential technical mishaps is challenging, even for the advanced interpreter. Fortunately, we don't have to remember each of these specific lead mishap patterns, as long as we can recognize when one or more leads is likely to be misconnected. To emphasize, some of these lead mishaps are subtle, and therefore easy to overlook. The good news is that by far the most common form of lead reversal is the easiest one to recognize. This is LARA reversal, that is, connecting the left arm electrode to the right arm and the right arm electrode to the left arm. The reason this type of lead reversal is the easiest one to recognize is that when you mix up the left and right arm electrodes, left-sided lead 1 will look like right-sided lead AVR is supposed to look, and lead AVR will look like lead 1. So, what does lead AVR normally look like? Lead AVR looks down at the heart from the right shoulder. It provides the most distant electrical viewpoint, and it usually sees electrical activity as moving away from its right shoulder location as it depolarizes the left ventricle, which under normal circumstances in adults is usually much larger and thicker than the right ventricle. So electrical activity in lead AVR is most often predominantly, if not entirely, negative. There will often be global negativity in lead AVR. By this I mean that the P wave, QRS complex, and T wave will often all be negative. This is not 100%. The R wave in lead AVR can on occasion be positive, for example, when there is right ventricular hypertrophy or right bundle branch block. And there can be ST elevation in lead AVR when there is global ischemia. But most ECGs tend to show predominant negativity of the QRS complex in lead AVR, often with a negative P wave and negative T wave. This is very different than what we should see in standard lead 1. Lead 1 is a left-sided lead, and since the larger left ventricle lies on the left side of the chest, you should virtually always see at least some electrical activity traveling toward the left side of the heart in the form of some R-wave positivity that we see in lead 1. If ever you see predominant negativity of the QRS complex in lead 1 that is not due to right ventricular hypertrophy, right bundle branch block, or WPW, especially if in addition to QRS negativity, the P-wave and T-wave are also both negative in this lead, then suspect either limb lead reversal or dextrocardia. Now, in life, as well as in ECG interpretation, I rarely say never, but you should virtually never see predominant or complete global negativity of the P-wave, QRS complex, and T-wave in lead 1. Even when there has been a large lateral infarction, the R-wave, positive deflection, in lead 1 will almost always be larger than the Q-wave in this lead. So the easiest and quickest way, in my experience, to immediately suspect that there may be a problem with lead reversal is when you see an unusually negative QRS complex in lead 1. You can know that something is wrong if, in addition, the P wave and T wave are also both negative in lead 1, especially when the QRS is predominantly positive in lead AVR. What about dextrocardia? So, which is more common, left arm, right arm lead reversal or dextrocardia? I'll answer this question by saying that I count on the fingers of one hand the number of cases of dextrocardia that walked into our clinic during my years on the faculty. On the other hand, lead reversal would occasionally occur, both in and out of the hospital on our service. Recognizing dextrocardia is easy. Heart sounds are heard on the right side of the chest. The heart shadow on chest X-ray is seen on the right instead of on the left. And on ECG, the limb leads may look identical with both dextrocardia and left arm right arm lead reversal, but the chest leads show reverse R-wave progression. It is only when you do right-sided chest leads that you'll see normal R-wave progression. As I mentioned at the outset, when you take into account multiple lead mix-ups, there is a large number of potential limb lead misconnections that can occur. And while we can't remember all of the expected ECG findings with each type of lead misconnection, there are 4 ECG findings that we can remember which should prompt us to consider the possibility that one or more of the electroleads are not correctly connected. These four ECG findings are global negativity of the P wave, QRS complex, and T wave in lead 1, a predominantly positive QRS complex in lead AVR that is not due to RVH or right bundle branch block, a negative P wave in lead 2, which could be due to a low atrial or junctional rhythm, but which might also indicate that one or more lead connections are off, and finally, one abnormality that I've not yet talked about, which is the recording of a null vector, that is a completely flat line in any of the limb leads. The good news is that it is usually easy to check out if your suspicion of a lead misconnection is accurate. Simply verify correct lead placement, and then repeat the ECG to see if the abnormal findings go away.